Where do you think you got your leadership qualities from? I mean, your dad is a hard-nosed, worked his whole life. Mm-hmm. I mean, shoot, man, he's as tough as nails. And your mom is a very strong woman. You had great faith because of them. Where do you think you got your leadership qualities
from? You know, that's a great question, and I don't know if somebody just poured that in my bucket early or I got that on my journey, you know. I watched my dad knock a football referee unconscious one time because he didn't agree with what he said. Not to say that's leadership, but so I don't know if that's my, you know, I'm a fighter, but I don't know if I've ever punched anybody out.
You've peeled some skin off some sideline officials,
I have melted a few guys. But, you know, I think just those touch points of growing up. I had a great high school football coach. I had a great high school wrestling coach. I had, you know, Al Siddle was my baseball coach. In college, I had Ronnie Jones. I had great teachers, Dr. Kent Lashley. I mean, all these different people that I either played for or I had them in class or whatever it might be. So I think it's, I don't know, you'd have to just credit it with a bunch of people that I've had some contact with over my life.
As we wind down here, you visit with the staff here, Terry Dimmick, Donna Nelson, Tommy Burns has been here for years and years. Tony Dillingham, you've worked for the majority of your career here. Tony is the athletic director. When you visit with them, they say one of the great things about Alan Trimble that people don't realize is your sense of humor, your dry wit, and of course, I've known it for years. Where do you think you get that from?
That's my mom's side of the family. I know where I got that. Sitting around her four brothers growing up, some of the funniest human beings. I mean, some great, great family time growing up. I mean, they were. I miss those days. But Uncle Joe, Uncle Tate, Uncle Glenn, all those guys, yes.